Cliff Evans. I'll be talking with Ed Short, general manager of the Chicago White Sox, going in five. Ed Short, general manager of the Chicago White Sox. Is baseball a business?
Well, Cliff, it is both a sport and a business. It has to be a business in that it has to be self-sufficient. It has to make enough money to pay the salaries, which are rather high, because I think if you take any average major league ball club, you'll find that their payroll just for their major league club will run anywhere between about $400,000 and $600,000 for the season, plus another $1.5 million for your minor league operation, signing players, paying scouts, minor league managers, and the operation of clubs in minor league cities.
How do you feel about baseball now that you're so deeply involved inside the game itself, inside the business, and all the responsibilities that you have? It's so much of a business for you. Comparing that with a number of years ago when you were on the outside looking in as a fan, has the game sort of lost its gloss for you?
Not a bit. I don't think it ever will, Cliff. It's the type of an occupation where you have high points and low points. You live and die with every pitch and every play, and there's something new that transpires, new problems, new headaches, or things to be happy about that occur every day.
There's a fellow down here now by the name of Early Wynn. Now, he's older than so many players, and yet the challenge, he's close to winning 300 games, but now the cruel part of life sort of comes along. He may or may not make it. Now, as a fan, what's your feeling about that situation?
Well, Cliff, I don't think I can qualify to being a fan any longer, being the general manager of the club. I, for one, would personally like nothing better than to see Early win not only 300, but 301, which he would like to do to surpass the record of Lefty Grove, who was the last American leaguer to win 300 games. But I also have to look at this from the standpoint of what is best for the ball club. And this is the opinion that both Al and I will have to rest.
Al Lopez.
That's Al Lopez. We'll have to rest upon when it comes to making a decision as to whether Early will have a chance to pitch with the White Sox this year or not.
Well, this is one of my favorite ball clubs, the Chicago White Sox. I hope you just move along now. Ed, the usual question, it's a cliche. Can you tell me how far do you think, not hope, but how far do you think the White Sox can go this year?
Cliff, I think we can go all the way. We've helped our ball club considerably with some deals this year, plus the fact that last year and again this year, we brought up some very, very fine young ball players from our farm system. We have a ball club today that averages just over 25 years of age. In 1959, we won the American League pennant with a ball club that averaged over 30 years of age. We felt we had to bring the age of the club down without affecting the talent of the ball club. We feel we've done this. We finished 11 games out last year. Had we won one more ball game, we would have been tied for third place. And as I say, we feel we're stronger this year and should be a lot closer to the championship by the end of the season.
Well, Ed Short, as always, all good luck to you. All good luck to the Chicago White Sox. This is Cliff Evans reporting from Sarasota, Florida, the spring training camp of the Chicago White Sox.